It was a difficult one. There was a lot of factor into it because at the same time, putting myself public, yes, it means that he would be public and he would be named and he would be photoed and everybody would know who he was. But it also meant for me to open up to everybody and everybody who knows me in my community everywhere and actually be seen as a victim when I've been trying for so hard to kind of hide it. But I am glad that I have gone public because I do hope it will reach out to people, maybe give them the strength to reach out.
Well, the comment I made when I saw the, I don't know, have you seen the photograph on the Irish Times yet this morning? It's a very stark photograph on the front page of the Irish Times. But it's a photograph that shows a vulnerability, I think, but it also shows a huge strength. And I think that photograph also shows a huge dignity. And I think anyone that looks into your eyes in that photograph on the front page of that paper this morning, they will see someone predominantly who is strong.
Well, hopefully that will help bring out the message because it took a lot of years to bring that strength out because I've been hiding it for so long. But that took a lot of years just to wake up in the morning and get on with my day. But once I was able to get away from that controlment, I was able to build on my strength and with the help of my support system around me, I'm slowly getting there.
This obviously is a huge weight off your mind in one sense that you no longer have this trial, this ordeal to look forward to. It's now behind you. You're happy with the sentence that's been passed down. You're happy that what you decided to do in terms of coming forward and indeed in terms of removing the anonymity, that's been justified, that's been vindicated.
Yes, I am happy. I am very happy. I know to a lot of people 11 years probably isn't enough for a rapist, but at the end of the day, there's people out there who only get a slap and a rest for more severe crimes, and we're absolutely over the moon that he did get the 11 years.
Obviously, one of the things that was on your mind when you decided to go public was the inspiration it would give to other people. You would be hoping that other people who have gone through what you've gone through, perhaps people who haven't even reported it yet, people who haven't spoken to anybody yet, that they would now do so.
Yes, that was the main reason why I did think that way for my right anonymity. I did do that for the only reason, because if somebody seen me when I was younger, or if somebody had a similar story maybe on the news, maybe it would have given me the strength sooner to do so.
In terms of other family, you have two brothers and three sisters, and you say all of them have been the victims of physical abuse, of neglect, but still they're supportive of you.
Yes, they're very supportive of me. They went into care at a young age, and they have had to deal with this all their life, and they will continue to deal with this all their life. Counseling is always there for them, and I'm always there for them. But now, once that man is locked up, we can finally start to build our bond back together and restart our new life together.
And this is going to make the six of you stronger as a family?
It is, yes, because we were always, me and my brothers and sisters, we were always strong together when we were younger. And then when we were separated, we've felt ourselves like we were missing each other and our strength was taken with that separation. But hopefully now, whenever that man is put away, our bond will be brought back and we will be just as strong as we once were.
I'm sure, Annie, this has dominated your life. This has dominated your thoughts. This has dominated every waking hour for you for so long. Can you now move on from this? Can you now get to the point where you can build a new life where this isn't necessarily at its centre?
Yes, I can, because I have control now. That man no longer has any control over me. I have the world at my feet and I have the rest of my life to hold on. All the controlment that I lost, that I was under when I was younger, I'm able now to gain that back and move forward.
And that is the key word, I think, there, the word control, because as long as this is preying on your mind, the control lies with the perpetrator. Now that you have done what you've done, the control lies with you. He's the one who's now in a prison, not you.
Yes, that was the best relief I got ever, was the fact that I went against the man who controlled me and I actually faced him front on face, and I was able to look at him and everything, and I could see him for the courage that he was.
Annie, what's your message to those who are where you have been in the past, those who are lost, those who are suffering internally, those who possibly haven't come forward yet, those who are living with something like this hanging over their lives, those who effectively are still being controlled by their attacker, by their perpetrator?
If anybody feels any way at all controlled by anybody, maybe a family member or even by anybody that they even know, whatever goes on behind closed doors, it's never heard until the story is told. And there is always a light at the end of the tunnel. And they're not alone. They can talk to people they trust. They don't even have to go to authorities. They can take it in their time. It's one of them processes that you yourself have to decide when the best time is to do it and when you are ready to do it. And once you do it, you'll feel so much relief afterwards.
And that's something you can testify, what you feel this morning is that sense of relief, is that sense of taking back control. And that really is perhaps the best message of all to put out there, that this has made you strong. This has made you a stronger person, a better person, and this has given you a better life into the future.
It has, yeah. Once that sentence was certified yesterday, it was a complete lift off my shoulder, and I woke up this morning from the best night's sleep that I've had in a long time. I had no nightmares or nothing last night, and I woke up with the sense of power, a sense of control over my own life and my own actions and even my own words.